Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you. Well, good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we are having a time of our life as we go into July and August. We have had many fated events between now and the opening of 24. These events must happen if we are to move ahead with our spiritual growth and ascension. The finger of God, or Yod, is forming several times through the next 6 months, along with the fall equinox, two eclipses, and the winter solstice. As these three planets form a Yod, they look like the letter Y. The 60-degree separation and 150 tail of this energy brings in extraordinary difficult times. Mars forms the Yod to Jupiter and Saturn, one on each side. The energy will finally catch up with Jupiter and the current North Node, which right now is Taurus. It changes on Tuesday. That is what is so intense. Mars is anger, frustration, rage, war, violence, and weapons. I am very concerned about this volatile energy. The first Yod is in July. Mars forms a Yod with Pluto, and the tail is Neptune. That represents breaking through darkness, breaking through the lies and deceits to bring in awareness. Pluto brings in major transformations with power to control. Mars is the frustration, anger, fighting back. And Neptune is the illusions, deceptions, and scandals coming in. This all happens the first part of July, which we are now just finishing up with. Then Mars moves into Virgo. While it begins to do that July 13th through August 27th, This is going to be where Mars starts to form all kinds of crazy energy. Mars is not comfortable in Virgo. Then, towards the end of July, Mars will oppose Neptune. On August 1st, which may be a lucky day, Mars trines Jupiter in Taurus. That's the day to play the lottery. This open intensity window, where their things will really begin to come apart. Deception, deceit, and denial. It's rare to have so many of these in such a short period of time. We have six of them between now and December. We are dealing with a sign of Virgo to do something. Virgo is action. Virgo is hard work. So something will be going on in the area also of health and healing. Virgo rules the sixth house of health and healing. Between August 18th and August 30th, times will be so intense and the high governments will really begin to fall apart. Mars opposes Neptune and the deceit and lies come to the surface and cannot be denied or shoved under the rug any longer. September 9th and September 29th are important dates, as well as the 30th of September. Most of these configurations will affect the health industry, the pharmaceuticals. Just what are they doing? It is not okay. Whatever has been going on here, people's health and lives are at stake. It is so important that this comes to the surface. During this time, for the world, there will be a huge problem. The end of July through early October will be a big burp, a belching out of the hidden matters and corruption. Let me tell you a little bit more about yachts. One planet in one element and two planets opposite in another element is called a yacht. Mars in Libra and other planets in Pisces. Mars is in Libra, Neptune in Pisces. And then there's Virgo, and it causes a yacht. So the setup is, when Mars is in Virgo, it opposes Neptune in Pisces. And also a yacht is forming with the other planets to Mars. That's the trigger point. That occurs between August 22nd and 24th, 2023. Be sure you get these dates. The energy comes in first, and then the action. So in September, you will see everything get out of hand. There are so many unresolved issues, and six yachts are set up to hit the trigger point and come to the surface. These will be tower moments, and then we'll have a resolution that we'll have to work out. We've already been through the first of it. So get ready, get healthy, get strong, and remember that you must take care of you. So all of us are going to experience this. Heal and be transformed. And we will be better off because of it. Now I'm going to stop here for the weekly cosmic tip. And then I have some things to share with you. I'll be back in a minute. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report, week of July 17th through July 23rd, 2023. The energies of this week's new moon are so strong that they dominate the entire week. The new moon in fun-loving Leo squares off against Uranus in ultra-conservative Taurus. Why do so many people think that worthwhile things are passé or boring? The energy of excitement for living and creative expression battles against the killjoy and dull energy at this new moon. My motto has always been, living well is the best revenge. So embrace joy, happiness, and fulfillment, and integrate these energies into your life. To counterbalance this gayness, Mars trines Uranus on the same day, forming a grand trine in Earth, making this a perfect week for business matters and getting your projects off the ground. The Cancer new moon is on Monday, July 17th. A sacred Sabian symbol for 25 degrees Cancer is a willful man is overshadowed by a descent of a superpower. Meditate on this symbol for personal meaning in the coming month. One suggestion is that this is an opportunity to surrender our personal ego in order to support our higher self. Cancer is the sign of home, family, nurturing, and nutrition. Focus on balancing these areas of your life. At the same time, the new moon is opposing Let Go and Let God Pluto to help you release what you no longer need. That's not just yard sales, but also old emotions and any caretaking that is not done for the right reasons. The new moon also challenges the spiritual destiny nodes, which are in their last days of Taurus and Scorpio and have been there since January 2022. The new moon in Cancer is associated with emotions, family, home, and creating comfort and security. It's a bit complicated because it makes harmony to dreamy Neptune and is also challenged by the death and rebirth planet Pluto. July 17th has the new moon in Cancer trining Neptune in Pisces. This profound and sensitive time is also about the idea of creating a better world. It's a beneficial time to not just talk about it or point at others, but to strive for creating good in your life. Mercury, however, is now in tension with Jupiter in Taurus, and this energy will tempt some to brag or to talk too big. Neptune sends you off to some watery place to daydream or meditate. Pluto in Sirius Capricorn wants you to put effort into releasing that which you no longer need, be it physical stuff or old emotional wounds. Perhaps people from your past will also show up. Mars reaches its opposition to Saturn in Pisces on Thursday, July 20th. Overly grand plans may become unworkable or thwarted in some way. It's the small steps that count now. Early July 18th, the Karma Dharma spiritual destiny nodes of the moon move into Aries and Libra until January of 2025. This calls for a balancing of Aries independence and Libra relationships. Spiritually, Aries represents communicating right action, and Libra revolutionizes value systems so that you can have a higher vibration with balance. July 20th and 21st have a couple of challenging planetary combinations. Take action now, Mars is opposite Be Patient Saturn, and the energetic Sun is opposite obsessive Pluto. You definitely do not want to force any issues on these days. It will be easy to create some changes in your life today because you will be able to easily convince anyone who expresses resistance to your cause. The saving grace is on Thursday morning, the 20th, when the Sun makes harmony to Neptune. This supports meditation, intuition, and spiritual activities. Be sure to journal your dreams on Thursday morning. Venus is slowing down to turn retrograde July 22nd until September 3rd. At this new moon, she is forming an uncomfortable relationship to the planet Neptune and Pluto. This is called a yod. I explained what a yod is in full on my radio show, Let's Find Out, on bbsradio.com. It's on the July 9th archive that you can download at any time. Opening to a higher vision and letting go of the past allows Venus to open to a higher set of values and thus supports your soul ascension. Create a healthy combination of productive time and time to disconnect from the mental world. If you are painting the town Friday night, you may feel drawn towards an ill-advised hookup in the wee small hours of Saturday morning. Try to resist the temptation in order to avoid some serious regrets down the road. This weekend is very mellow. On Saturday morning, July 22nd, Venus turns retrograde in Leo. Because Venus turns retrograde less often than all the other planets, you may want to pay attention. Review your relationship and finances to determine who and what is working in your life and where changes are needed. Venus represents your value system, and your relationships and material world needs are an outer reflection of what is changing inside of you. Sunday, July 23rd, presents mental and communication challenges as Mercury squares Uranus. Please avoid driving too fast. Take a breath before you speak or shoot off a rude email. If you have trouble with authority figures, make this a quiet day from people who annoy you. This is Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce. And tonight I really want to talk to you about what's happening. We as humanity are going through this staircase of expansion. We are turning away from the 3D world to open our hearts and vision and looking towards the cosmos to step more fully into our galactic citizenry. We are all on different timelines and we're all evolving at different speeds with no judgment, no comparing. You just run your own race. You're exactly where you're supposed to be at this time. The collective is moving towards expansion, heart expansion, as we climb this staircase of consciousness. They're not really stairs, they're energetic leaps, and we're all getting closer to our multidimensionality, to our sense of connectedness to all human beings. We're going from Homo sapiens to Homo luminous, which is very exciting, and will become very accelerated over the next 2.5 years with Saturn moving through Pisces. We have never ascended in physicality like this before, and it's happening very quickly. It can be quite dizzying for our adult physical systems. We've had big jumps in surges of crystalline plasma coming into our Earth field. March was a big one when we had the arc on the 23rd, which started more plasma coming from the center of the galaxy and the moon. With Aries, spring equinox, and the Cancer solstice in June. In July, we are headed towards the Lion's Gate on August 9th. Remember that date. Then the Libra fall equinox and the December Capricorn solstice. These are the dates when the walls are thinner between two worlds and will produce surges in our jumps in our consciousness. Well, we have been able to create are new timelines than we've ever had before. And this energy brings with it future possibilities. We as humanity have created that, and no one has done it for us. We as humanity, and by expanding our consciousness, have created these higher vibration timelines. And we need to continue to do that. Higher and higher timelines. And as all of this unfolds, it is very, very exciting. Best of all, we're ahead of schedule. We're ahead of where we're supposed to be at this time, as we move towards the golden age. I have suggested that you get together with like-minded groups of people who want to lift their vibration. Worldwide, there are many groups like that. When you get together with mass meditations, the energy really magnifies, and it makes it more clear, more potent, and more manifesting. When people come together, the energy multiplies. It's not one. One plus one equals two. But it's better. It's like the Richter scale. The energy multiplies. Amma, the great guru in India, has always said, "Give me 1,000 people in a room, and the energy can move mountains or save the world." The importance of coming together in groups is that it forms an embryo, creates a template for how society is going to develop from this time forward. We are not going to have leaders from top down, like in the past. Actually, we've done that to death. We're going to create or find innovators, progressive visionaries from the grassroots up, and we are going to gather around and support their ideas. This is the society of the future. We are already creating this. People are coming together, forming little businesses and enterprises. It's reminiscent of the situation in France in 1789, when a whole dramatic restructuring of society to become more equal happened. That was socially, economically beneficial, but it was also a sense of more power being given to the people. More than likely, we won't have to wait to be given this higher power. With the North Node moving into Aries on July 18th, which is Tuesday, we will see our inner power in a much bigger way. That doesn't mean it has to be violent or assertive, nasty or shouting. No, it can be very centered. It can be super calm. However, we are going to develop a much greater sense of our own power center anchor. And I know who I am, I know what I am, I know how I serve. We will be drawing boundary lines, this far and no further. I'm not going to agree with that. Kindly and peacefully, but nevertheless, much clearer boundaries than we have had in the past. Those are good sentences to learn. Let me think about it. I need to meditate overnight. I'm not going to agree to that. These are setting your boundaries. The South Node in Libra, which also begins on July 18th, is holding the energy that we have to let go of. It represents past, present, and past life relationships. So it represents present life and past life relationships. As we know and increasingly understand our own energy that we are broadcasting into waves with the plasma energy all around it, This energy is invisible. It's electromagnetic charges of divine intelligence. I want to say that again. It's electromagnetic charges of divine intelligence. That's what it is. Either we're in a very positive state that produces a very beautiful, symmetrical geometry to give us a beautiful reality for tomorrow or the next day. Or the energy can be ugly, distorted and twisted if we're in negativity, hate, fear, anger, whatever. What is produced is an energetic architecture of light. Was really a flickering of light in the plasma as the geometry starts to form. And then there's really a big, kind of scary thing in the collective. And the positive geometry collapses. But when we get together in groups again, or we bring in another positive frequency, there's always another surge of that flickering ray of light. The potential geometry, all of it is potentiality, unlimited realities. As we are turning the invisible into the material world, with each surge, whether it's mass meditation or similar, or even coming together in a meeting or a discussion group, something very positive where you feel your vibration lift, that is creating surges of potentiality within this architecture of light. I want to tell you and help you see and work with the circle of light, the 10th chakra, which is the heart center of your divine self, which is eventually becoming a reality. And this is the quantum leap. So I hope I'm explaining what's happening to you within as you begin to feel stronger. Whenever we're in this state of positivity, when we're in love, joy, gratitude, peace, compassion, kindness, and all those emotions that produce a very coherent broadcast, we are actually altering the quantum wave structure. This is basic physics. We are consciously altering the quantum wave structure going forward to create our future. We also are creating a new harmonics and new octaves of consciousness. And this is really, really something. New energy coming in from the center of the galaxy will bring us new archetypes. This new plasma energy is going to teach us about master manifesting. It's really only because mankind has raised its consciousness and that we're only being able to accept this energy now. We've never had this energy before. It's the moonlight energy that I've been talking about. This energy brings in new areas of exploration regarding invisible energy. Various areas holding new ideals and ways of being, previously unknown to us, such as water's living consciousness, which is alive with divine intelligence, and the effect and pull of all the dwarf planets in our solar system and universe. And you can find out a lot about this information online. We are always ingesting water, and it passes through our digestive system, but our emotional state will change the structure and nature of the water. It has been demonstrated that water has an intelligence. It's not just an echo, because it can translate emotions. Water has a divine intelligence because of all the plasma. And plasma has a divine intelligence. Now, we are 75 to 99% water. So think of what water is doing to your body. Water can raise your frequency. Water holds the light. So when you have water in your body that is structured and has been blessed with love or from a higher frequency, pure and clear, it can hold more light. Certainly, holy water that's been blessed by either a teacher or the Pope holds more light. It's magical. It's the water in your body that can download, receive, and accept the plasma of information in order that we can embody more light. I'm going to give you a name of a man who's done a lot of research in this, Dr. Zach Bush. See if you can Google him and find out about his work. It's truly wonderful work. When we raise our consciousness, inevitably we are raising our coherence, because we can't have higher consciousness when we have incoherence, like interference on a TV set when it's all jangled and jumbled. Raising consciousness and coherence work side by side, and again can be accessed with the wonderful emotions of gratitude, abundance, appreciation, joy, and peace. When you raise your consciousness, that means the antenna of your body is more coherent, more finely tuned. That's when your psychic sensitivity comes in, where you will receive much more information out of that field. You get higher frequencies, higher channels that you couldn't get before. Human channels of information. I know that many of you are experiencing this already. When we are coherent in the heart field, it expands. This does wonderful things for our health. It's infectious to other people, which we do all the time. But the energetic infection will spread out more wisely with those positive emotions. The heart is always infectious, and you cannot stop it. There is no boundary line. It contains the plasma. The love is contained in the plasma. The knowledge is contained in the plasma. And the higher vibration of ascension is contained in the plasma. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're going to stop for our half-hour break, and then I'll be back with a lot more information. Thank you.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well-researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
That was Barbra Streisand with What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love. A little bit of a different rendition, but I do like it. It's a little bit, got a good beat to it. So what we're going through right now in society is truly massive chaos. Will the chaos increase? Absolutely. Will the tower be twisting? We have craziness and instability. Remember the scenery on the stage that was falling apart? Will it increase? All the scary things? It will increase 100% because of this principle in physics. The high-frequency energy will always erase and dissolve the lower. We are experiencing a collapse of all of the infrastructure that we have lived with all of our lives. This is related to the chaos theory in physics that if you're boiling a pot of water, you begin with cold water. The cold water is in a very stable state. It's got a mirror surface on it. When you begin to heat it and boil it, you see small bubbles begin to appear. And you watch the water gradually turning into steam. It goes through a rather chaotic process in changing its state. This is what's happening here on planet Earth. As a humanity, we are changing our state. Just know that the 3D level, yes, it's going to be crazy here. Particularly over the next 18 months, with the nose changing and Pluto using its wrecking ball in the last degrees of Capricorn as it hovers about and enters into Aquarius in January. It'll stay in early Aquarius and slide back into Capricorn in the fall of 2024, just in time for the USA presidential elections. Yes, it's going to be crazy. It's going to become very wild. But we do not have to live at that level. The more we can observe and be aware of what's going on in the world, but not emotionally engage with it. Because if you emotionally engage with it in a negative sense, like, oh, can you believe it? How could that be happening? Gosh, this is unimaginable. When you're in that energy, you are living in a lower vibration, that 3D energy, the lower timeline that is ruled and created by fear. We have to pull back into the observing higher energies, and keep ourselves in divine neutrality. I choose to keep my vibration in divine neutrality. While we are observing, our true work is in creating. Please know that this is not about lacking compassion. I really want to yell this out to you loudly. If you are truly in neutrality, you are much more able to, from that steady state of love, help others. And you can do that in millions of practical ways. You can help your neighbor with shopping. You can walk the dog for someone. You can help someone cross the road. You can join a soup line or help out at the food bank or send money to someone in need. There are so many practical and loving things that we can do. Tiny acts of kindness in the day. We do not live in an ivory tower, nor do we live in a cave. The big determination of choosing to live in a higher vibration, and there's no judgment in that, is that we make our own choices. So are you serving yourself principally? Are you interested in your own profit, your own bank account, your own greed? Or do you choose to be of service to others? What can I do to help the community? That's what these groups are doing, and they're growing. The whole COVID lockdown really boomeranged because people paid attention to others on their block, especially the shut-ins, and helped. When I lived in Austin, it was during the beginning of the lockdown, and my neighbors were wonderful. They came and helped me, and they shopped for me. They bought me oranges, and they bought me my steaks for dinner. It was wonderful, and it's how you get to know people. Once people come together in that simple human connection, it doesn't matter their backgrounds, their status, their jobs, there, whatever. It doesn't matter. What did matter during the lockdown was the precious human connection. I think we value that now more than we ever have, especially in the past 80 to 100 years. It's such a joyful feeling, and that has never faded from time that these groups started to come together. Now we are more able to help other people. We are more able to share what resources we have. And we want to do that. Whereas in the past we might have said, no, no, I've worked very hard and this is mine. We have to actively share. This is a very positive expression of the Aquarian energies coming into being. So, as you move through your day, say to yourself, is this service to self or is this service to others? And that is a very strong point for ascension as well. I do many things in the morning to connect with the higher energies before I open my eyes. One thing is, I say to myself, I love. I live in love and peace. I bless and am grateful for all that I have been given. I am here for your service, or I am here for the service of the divine. I say that many, many times over. This sets my tone for the day. And I always set the intention that I will strive to be the highest expression of myself during the day. If I run into anything that's a challenge or anything aggressive or negative energy coming at me, I will always take a deep breath and stop to ask, what choice would my higher self make in this moment? It's very easy to react and then feel sorry later when you think, I could have done better there, or I could have handled that one better. So just take that deep breath. Gather yourself together and think, what is the highest expression of response that I can give at this moment? Leadership in the future is going to be about integrity, kindness, and compassion. So you know it won't be top-down leadership. It will be service to others. What can I do for you? Louise Hay told me a long time ago to always answer my phone that way, with integrity, kindness, and compassion. Hello, what can I do for you? Really caring about other people's situations, health, freedom, are going to be important principles as we move forward. In our society, polarity and division have been very much encouraged, for whatever reason. It's been very much encouraged. So we've grown up in a society where it's black versus white, or left versus right, or blue versus red, or Democrats versus Republican, or I win and you lose. There's always a situation of competition, polarity, division, and that continues on and on, day by day. I used to be very interested in current affairs. I even ran for office once. But now there just seems to be so much noise. As Shakespeare said, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. And it just goes on and on. Do we ever get off of that hamster wheel? Where does that ever get us? Round and round and round. Which is why we have to raise our vibration and frequency levels. War, death, misery, poverty. It's just awful. When I heard about the cluster bombs being used over in the Ukraine, I thought, how can we do this? How can we do this? We are one humanity. We should not be divided. We are ultimately one humanity. And 99% of that humanity want peace, love, harmony. They want food to eat, a roof over their head, and human connection. These are really fundamental needs. Therefore, we have to go back to what 99% of humanity wants. That's where we're moving to. We're going to shift like the snap of a finger, for sure, especially on the higher timeline, and that's where we're moving to. We are choosing individuality. Nobody forces your choice at this point. Ultimately, we're all going to come back to unity consciousness. We're all getting back on track, no matter what your speed is. At the airport, we're all going to get on that same plane. Many cosmic scientists and spiritual beliefs, many cosmic scientists and spiritual people believe that there is only one consciousness throughout the cosmos, one consciousness, and we're all fraction expressions of it, unique, divine sparks of light within one consciousness. So much energy is lost in the battle of polarity. I'm aware that all of you may think that I'm talking in esoteric terms here, but actually, this is immensely practical because that's how the laws of physics, the quantum theory, really works in a very down-to-earth, day-to-day living. It's very much about holding a better vision of a more loving world in our hearts. By the way, our hearts are immensely important here. Living from the heart is really more important than I can possibly explain or share with you. We are moving towards a lot of heavy energies. We move forward, starting in January. Pluto will be in Aquarius for about 9 months in 2024, and then it will be fully in Aquarius at the end of 2024 for the next 20 years. That's very intellectual. It has very much to do with scientific, technological advancement, and brilliant innovation. Artificial intelligence, AI, big time. AI, robotics, and there's a very clear on this timeline, it's clear as day that there will be an artificial timeline. If you can choose to be a part of that timeline, you can. However, I want you to know right here and now, please remember today, July 16th, there's a very different timeline to choose from. One that is about natural, organic, and connecting to nature in a deeper way than we have ever had before. You know, I don't use my cell phone at all, unless I need a verification code or answer an occasional text. I just don't want to live that way. People try to text my home phone, but it's not delivered. I have a very different way of operating, where I will resist that kind of a push towards artificial intelligence and robotics. And you too can choose how you wish to move forward. I have a friend that graduated from high school with me. Her name is Elaine. And she doesn't have Wi-Fi in her house or any of the devices. She listens to music and plays the piano. And she's very close to God. God bless you, Elaine. I'm so glad I know you. We need to focus on the heart space and the new spiritual chakras. The heart space is a source of genius. And now we can lift the vibration together and open it wider when we can work with the 10th chakra and the circle of light. The 10th chakra is a part of the new spiritual chakras and is the highest self heart center. This was all explained in my book, The New Spiritual Chakras, as well as my Ascension workbook. To go to the heart center is where we find the stillness, the state of being, and where the information and cosmic downloads are present. When you connect with the circle of light, you are able to expand that presence and information. I will be doing some Zoom lectures on the circle of light as we go into the next few months. I'm getting stronger, and I want to tell you all about it. So make sure that you subscribe to me, and I'll have all your emails, and you can know when it's going to happen so that you can become a part of it. And that group, the circle of light, the beacons of light. The heart is the fundamental space of our cosmic information, as well as for our ascension. This is the place where mankind, the human being, will overcome and transcend the current 3D difficulties. What I firmly believe is that when we create our own reality, I have worked with this truth for a long time, decades even, and it's the basis of the teachings of Louise Hay, who I worked with for 5 years in the 1980s. The frequency we broadcast, the electrical impulse, our thoughts, is a magnetic wave that is broadcast out to the world. We can't help but doing that. It's natural and impossible to stop. Louise always said that the universe is just a mirror. In fact, she gave every one of her students a small mirror to carry with them. you get a bounce back from the energy you send out from your inner solar plexus radio dial. You broadcast out to the world, and the energy is attached and identified to you, to your higher self or soul, so it can return to you the outcome. Because that's how it all works, then logically, our entire daily experience is a result of our collective consciousness. That's the way it is. Because we've lived a life in fear and panic, anxiety, polarity, and division. That's what we've created in the outer world. Therefore, from a quantum physics point of view, this is an inside job. Our ascension and higher vibration rises when we change our inner reality. Each individual changes their inner reality. And as you do this, you will shift and help create and build a different collective reality. The more we can do this, the more people that join us on this bandwagon here at BBS Radio and the worldwide of living in a more positive way. And yes, very focused on the service to others while living in a more positive way ourselves. Always dedicated to keeping up with the inner sense of peace, gratitude, and compassion. We will find that we can change the world much more quickly, energetically, rather than with the battle. I absolutely agree with the theory of standing your ground, creating and holding your boundary lines. With the nodal changes into Aries on Tuesday for the next 18 months, it's really going to be helpful for all of us to do that. We will not be so compliant as we have been in the past. Supposedly, there's another lockdown plan from the U.S. We need to get out of this polarity and division because it's been going on for thousands of years. And we really, certainly are not much better off for it spiritually. What I love is the fact that as I use my inner sense from the psychic and astrology realms, some other experts in other research fields are seeing the same thing that I'm seeing going forward. Here are some of them. Cosmetologist Dr. Jude Caravan. I mean the cosmos. He studies the cosmos. Not makeup. Plasma expert, Professor Robert Temple. Psychic, Jody Sidwick. His psychic link is A Psychic's View. Harmonics musician, Richard Schulman. Music and meditation healing, Elizabeth Hepburn. As well as the people in the spiritual realms, because I think we are seeing the same thing and the same situations through our particular modalities. And that's where I get excited, because it's a kind of validation, although it's through many different sources. They all come up with the same thing. Louise Hay taught, reality is shaped from the energy that mirrors your broadcast. I'm going to say that to you again. Reality is shaped from the energy that mirrors your broadcast. So heads up, listeners, be aware that you are broadcasting the thoughts and emotions for a new reality fabric. You're sowing. You're making new patterns. You're sowing and reaping new crystalline geometries that are unique, along with new timelines that we've never created before. new harmonics, new octaves. And on the other side of the veil, the portals of afterlife reincarnation will be removed, thought out of existence, because they will no longer be needed. The thing that really gets me, and that I've always thought was going to happen, is that our past will just fade into the distance. We will barely remember it. It will float away as a dark cloud. All of us are working on that now. Here's a new mantra for you tonight. I lovingly and with gratitude accept that my previous reality has been thought out of existence. I lovingly and with gratitude accept that my previous reality has been thought out of existence. Abandon and starve out the scariness, the unpleasant parts of your life, and focus on the good, happy, and joyous moments. As for now, you can be aware of what's going on, but don't give attention to it. Don't engage in it emotionally. Starve it out. My higher guides inform me that the lower astral plane will be imploded. This is the process, and I sense it's going on right now. Joyfully, it will be like they never existed. They're just going to go poof. Won't that be something? As we end tonight's show, here's a thought. The more of us that give our wholehearted attention to creating a more loving world, the faster it will manifest. We can build an energetic, loving tsunami, a new energetic hologram of positive emotion. And I feel as though the astrology is really supporting this change. All the configurations I have brought to you over the past few months, no matter what I was going through, and the many finger of God aspects occurring, the Yods, which is Neptune Pluto with Venus in Leo, the trigger, the planet of love, in August, the sign of Leo the lion that rules the heart. August 9th, the power of a lion-hearted. We have to move forward with the heart of a lion, with boldness and courage, solid in the heart with the power of love. Every week when we get together, the tsunami is building with mantra, affirmations, meditations, higher harmonics music. Let it build into a net, a momentum, like a massive wave, getting higher and higher every week. Here's another mantra for you. Just a minute. I nourish, care for, and love my future self. I nourish, care for, and love my future self. The light is a game changer, moving all of us into that light body. If we can just hold on and strive to stay in that frequency, it will all happen so much faster. It comes down to the collective. So, take my hand and let's travel this road together. I'll see you next week. Now it's time for the meditation. We're going to hear from Elizabeth Hepburn, If We Only Have Love. We'll hear about the moonlight from William. We'll have the guided method meditation. And Richard will remind us that we can live together in peace. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you for listening. And I'll see you next week. Good night. is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry. Out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light. Brilliant white light. Like a cluster of falling stars coming down and following you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension. The God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.